Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, December 1st, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, a new report from TrendForce says that Apple is moving ahead with its plan to release the third generation iPhone SE sometime in early 2022. According to the report, the strong results for the rest of the iPhone lineup have pushed Apple up to second place in the global smartphone sales ranking, and a lower-cost next-generation iPhone SE will further boost Apple's standing. The report suggests that the iPhone SE 3 will be announced by Apple in the first quarter of 2022, which means we could be looking at an Apple special event of some sort in March or maybe in April. The new iPhone SE is expected to feature an A15 processor on the inside, along with 5G support for connectivity, and a design that is similar to the current iPhone SE 2. TrendForce also corroborates reporting that the iPhone 14 lineup will be available in 4 different variations. An iPhone SE Plus is also reportedly in the works, but it's still unclear whether we can expect this to be released anytime in 2022. In other news today, more applications continue to adopt Apple's SharePlay feature that it added as part of iOS and iPadOS 15.1. The latest third-party application to add support for SharePlay is the game-centric video streaming service Twitch. SharePlay requires each participant on the group FaceTime call to have access to the service being used. This can limit experiences like watching videos on subscription video services when each person on the call doesn't have their own paid membership. But using Twitch with SharePlay over group FaceTime shouldn't face this limitation. Everyone on the call can easily participate as long as they have a free account signed in on the Twitch application. To do this, simply start a FaceTime call, then open the Twitch application and play a stream that you want to watch together, and FaceTime will then ask you if you want to play the stream for everyone on the call or just yourself. During the SharePlay experience, Twitch says that anyone participating can chat, follow, subscribe, and cheer from their own account. The feature also lets participants select what is playing for the group, so anyone has control over what channel is being watched. You can try out SharePlay support in Twitch for iPhone and iPad by downloading the latest version of the application from the App Store. Rounding out today, now that we've officially entered the month of December, the highly anticipated Spotify Wrapped 2021 Year in Review has arrived. Spotify Wrapped recaps all of your top songs, artists, genres, and more, making it easy to see everything about your listening habits for the year. You can also see your total minutes listened for the year, alongside specific charts for your top songs and artists and albums. Spotify is also tapping into its new Blend feature for Wrapped this year. Spotify Blend is the company's shared playlist feature that launched earlier this year. Integration with Spotify Wrapped allows you to compare your music taste in 2021 with a friend and create a blended playlist. As has become the norm, Spotify is pulling out all of the stops for Wrapped this year, including a new feature that pairs your top songs with classic scenes from a movie that's all about you, as well as an interactive data-based game that you can play and then share with your friends. The Spotify application will display several different statements about your listening this year, and then you'll have to guess which are true. Spotify Wrapped 2021 is rolling out today exclusively in the Spotify application for iOS and Android. Simply make sure you're running the latest version of the Spotify app from the App Store, and you should see your Spotify Wrapped directly on the homepage. And meanwhile, if you're an Apple Music user who's a bit jealous of all the Spotify Wrapped screenshots, Apple Music Replay is Apple's competitor to Spotify Wrapped, and it allows Apple Music users to see a recap of their most listened to songs, albums, and artists. It's not quite as full-featured as Spotify Wrapped, but we've got the full details on everything you need to know at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.